Proclamation number 5283 of 28th of December, 1951. The father leads his own by the hand. You all walk by my hand, you who consciously seek me and call upon me for my love and mercy, you who want to work for me, you who have joined together in spiritual striving, you who put me before everything else, you who want me to guide you. Whoever holds my hand unfailingly goes right, for my path is the right one and my guidance truly certain. Yet your eyes must not wander or be directed towards the world from which I lead you away, for then you will loosen your bond with me, then your hand will no longer cling so tightly to mine, and then there is the danger that you will detach yourselves and stay behind, even if only for a short time, until you call for me again and want to rejoin me and my guidance. When you walk in my company you hear my voice, you hear what I say to you, you greedily absorb my words into your hearts. But if you detach yourselves from me then the voice within you is only faintly audible, then sounds of the world sound in between, then earthly things are mixed with spiritual things and you yourselves can no longer separate them and don't know what I and what the world has spoken to you. Therefore it is a danger if you still allow yourselves to be tempted by the world, if you have not yet completely severed your ties with it. And I want to warn and admonish you against this, that you hold on to me, that you cling to me and that you only listen to what I advise you, that you only take in spiritual bread and close your ears to the sounds which the world shouts to you, which have no spiritual value, which only confuse you and dull your ear for the fine sound of my divine word of love, which all of you can hear who unite with me. Whom I have placed in the world shall also prove himself in it, and he can also do so as soon as his love for me is so strong that he always and constantly lets me lead the way in everything he does in the world too. Then I will also sharpen his spiritual ear so that he will nevertheless be able to hear me, that the world will not be an obstacle for him to nevertheless hold on to my hand, that he will always let me be present in whatever he does. Then the world is no longer a danger for him, but it can be for him who is still tempted by the pleasures of the world. For he is, as it were, squinting at the second Lord, he has not yet completely renounced him, otherwise the world could not be an incentive for him. And therefore be vigilant, you my children, that you do not let go of the Father's hand because you want to reach for something that entishingly comes before your eyes. My adversary has many means by which he tries to separate you from me. And although he will no longer succeed, since you are willingly devoted to me, your path can nevertheless be hindered at times, you can sink back, walk seemingly even paths and yet slide downwards until you realize it and then fearfully call upon me for help. I will not let you fall and always help you up again. But blessed is he who never ever lets go of my hand. For he strides effortlessly upwards, because the path with me is completely safe and leads to the aim. Amen.